John Palmer, Academy coach down at Bath Rugby, thanks very much for giving me your time. It was a few weeks ago down at the Rec that your boys made it through as runners-up. What were your feelings on how the lads performed?
Well, we were thrilled, to be honest. We'd had sort of limited time together, and because the whole of the squad had been preparing for Portugal. So the kids were thrilled, and we were thrilled that they actually got through to the finals.
Fantastic. And working with the academy lads, I mean, they can get loaned out, they can, you know, get a chance to run in the senior side, they can possibly be in different places at the same time. So how often do they really get to play together competitively?
Well, the important thing is the more they play together, the better they're going to get as a team. So obviously opportunities like this, where they're actually training together and actually playing together rather than just train together and go off and play elsewhere, is great for them. It builds a spirit, and they know each other and know what each other's going to do.
Yes, indeed. Well, the Rec was in good voice, and we had to get the calculators out to work out whether Bath or the Chiefs had done enough. Go into the group now in the finals with fellow runners-up Sale and defending champion Saracens. So how will you face each of these teams, and will your strategy differ as the team takes to the field for each of those teams?
We're going to try and improve on the things that we did down at Bath, and hopefully if we can get the ball a bit more and keep hold of it a bit more, then we obviously want to concentrate on our game rather than the opposition's. So we're just going to there to try and improve on some of the things we did and some of the things we didn't good, but one or two areas we need to just sort of work on. So, you know, we're looking forward to it. It's a great challenge for them.
Yes, indeed. And possession is fairly key, isn't it? Is there certain aspects of training that focus on maybe trying to turn over ball in the one-on-one tackle area, that sort of thing, to try and get as much possession as you can?
Yeah, obviously. You need to. It's hard work without the ball. And if you haven't got the ball, you've got to try to do everything to get it back as quickly as possible. We've got working on our breakdown skills. We're certainly working on kickoff skills. Obviously, if you do score, you have to kick off, and so it's really important to try and get that ball back straight from the start.
Yes, indeed. And what does a tournament like the JP Morgan Sevens do in terms of assisting you with the development of these academy players, maybe in terms of, you know, the knockout rugby style, the big occasion, possibly having to deal with the media like myself?
We've obviously watched these. We've got sort of quite a few young boys that have come straight from school, and we've obviously watched them over the last couple of years, and you know, some of the rugby they've played has been good, but they haven't been necessarily challenged, and this is a real first opportunity, if you like, throw them in at the deep end and see what they can deal with. Obviously, it's far more competitive than some of the games they've played in so far, so it's seeing the character, seeing how they cope with the challenge. And it's a pretty severe challenge, to be honest.
Yeah, I imagine. Probably quite fascinating for you to be able to see as well.
Yeah.
And in, you know, there's try scorers throughout the side. I think Tom Heathcote managed to score a hat-trick on the night down at the Rec. Who do you think and who are you expecting to shine on Friday?
Well, we've got one or two different players from that week. And obviously, Chris Cook, we're looking to see how he's going to go. He's just come back from the England Under-20 World Cup. Quite a successful one, although they lost the final to New Zealand. But it'll be his first run out since then. So we're looking for good things from him. Again, Tom is a playmaker. Although he scored tries, he creates them as well. And we've got a couple of young lads. We hopefully show a bit of pace. And that's JJ Kilmartin and Richard Lane, who just joined us from Millfield. And they've shown a bit of pace, so we're hoping to get the ball to them a bit.
Brilliant. Oh, it sounds fascinating. Well, finally, John, the academy is often the foundation of a club, and your years around Bath, just wanted to find out really how you feel about the health of the club. Obviously, you've got the training facility up at Farley House and everything, and how's it all looking as we go into the next Premiership season?
Well, it's very exciting, obviously. It's a good place to be. One of the things we look forward to most of all is that we'll all be together. You know, whereas we have problems with the facilities, it was often the first team squad trained different times or in different places than the academy. So now we can all be together. Everybody knows everybody, and we'll all be virtually training at the same time in the same place. So that's good for the youngsters, and it's good pressure for the older guys. We're looking forward to it.